Nolte, Joe Biden hides brain freezes by switching to edited podcasts. By John Nolte on March 31, 2020. Presumptive Democrat nominee Joe Biden appears to have retreated to podcasts where his disturbing brain freezes can be edited out in advance. In the early part of this month, Dribble and Joe Biden all but disappeared for more than a week as he hid in the basement of his Delaware mansion to wait out the coronavirus. Eventually, the 77-year-old's Keystone Cop campaign tried to figure out how to do a live stream, something teenagers everywhere have been doing for a decade now. Once the live stream was finally up and running, the idea had been for Biden to play shadow president, to address the American people on a daily or near-daily basis by way of an alternate universe where he was in charge of handling the Chinese virus crisis. The results, depending on your point of view, were either hilarious or disturbing. Prick that I am, I found them to be both. Come on. Let's not beat around the bush. Between January of 2021 and January of 2025, only one of two guys is going to be the American president, and one of those two guys is obviously not up for the job. China Joe simply doesn't have the stamina, and I mean both physical and mental stamina. If you want to see what these live streams rot, how they expose Burisma Biden's feebleness, you need only look here, 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 and here. There are many more examples, but you get the gist. I mean, the guy actually claimed he had been a university professor after leaving the United States Senate. No, Joe. After leaving the Senate, you were the Vice President of the United States. On top of that, the viewership numbers for these live streams, which pop up right on Slow Joe's Twitter and YouTube accounts, have been humiliating. I'm not nitpicking here. I've had my share of brain freezes doing live radio, podcasts, and even TV. But I have about 0.01% of Biden's media experience and nothing like what's happened to him, countless times, has ever happened to me. Sure, you lose your train of thought. This happens. It's excruciating. But even a klutzy, unskilled introvert like me can finesse his way out of it. Biden can't because he just doesn't have the faculties anymore. Let me put it this way. It's one thing to forget where you put your keys or what time the Matlock Marathon starts. Joe forgot he had been Vice President of the United States. So now we have been gifted with Joe's Here's the Deal podcasts. And it can be no accident that Joe's retreated into the safety of a podcast. The safety of a platform where video of Joe's hilariously disturbing. I'm so bad, brain freezes cannot go viral because there is no video. The safety of a format where Joe's hilariously disturbing. I'm going to hell. Brain freezes can now be edited out because he's hiding behind a platform that's edited before it's released. The safety of a format where we cannot see if Joe is reading a teleprompter or script. Nevertheless, he still slurs and sounds exhausted. Worse still, Hunter's dad does take If You Were President questions from real people during the podcast, but the questions are pre-screened and recorded, which allows Joe to prepare for them. What's especially bizarre is listening to America's serial young girl sniffer interview people. Instead of playing president, he's literally a talk radio host. It's been 4 days since Joe hosted his last live stream, and he usually announces the next on his Twitter account, and as of this writing, there is no announcement for another. And so, if you'll pardon the expression, here's the deal, Joe Biden is not fit to be president. Every single day. President Trump hangs it all out on national TV taking questions live from a fake news media that hates his guts. Meanwhile, Joe retreats deeper and deeper into a bubble of fawning interviews that he still can't handle, and edited podcasts. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.